Our reading is Zechariah chapter 1, which you have heard as the Old Testament reading for tonight. You may be seated. Well, we're getting a little taste of artwork tonight. It was in 1563 that this painting by the Dutch artist Peter Bruegel called the Tower of Babel. This painting depicts the story of Genesis 11, where people say, "Come, let us build a tower for ourselves and make a name for ourselves." What is it that lies at the heart of this story? Pride. You get it? Let us make a name for ourselves. Now, Peter Bruegel based this painting, that is the Tower of Babel, upon the 1551 sketch of the Colosseum in Rome. Both the Colosseum and the Tower of Babel is unstable. Both are crumbling. Both are about to come crashing down. However, do you notice that there is one thing that differs this from the Roman Colosseum? Do you see it? It is dangerously leaning to one side. Take a closer look at it. Look at the tower's foundations. They're not finished. It's just a matter of time before the whole thing comes crashing down. You see, that's the painter's point. Anything with pride and pretense for its foundation is going to collapse. Why is that? Because a building is only as good as its foundation. A building is only as good as its foundation. That's what Zechariah goes ahead and says. And so tonight we begin our 8-part series on the book of Zechariah. A series developed by Dr. Lessing of Concordia St. Paul called Your Kingdom Come. Zechariah longs for God's kingdom to come. That's because it's 520 BC. Jerusalem's temple is in ruins. The Babylonians destroyed it in 587 BC, some 57 years earlier. And it was natural for people to go ahead and say, God's kingdom will come if we go ahead and build the temple. After all, God says to Zechariah's contemporary, the prophet Haggai, go up to the hills and bring wood and build the house. It is time to build. We all know the feeling of broken timbers and busted bricks. What has been destroyed in your life? What has been torched in your life? Was it a relationship? Was it health? Was it in your family? Is it your future? Your finances? Your job? Your emotional well-being? God has called all of us to build something. Oh, it may not be Fox News worthy or get the attention of Time magazine, but it's important to raise children who trust Jesus, to be an honest, hardworking employee, to run a business with biblical integrity, and to study God's word, and to remember the Sabbath day, to be a loving grandparent, to support your congregation's ministry. It is time to build. However, that's not the way Zechariah starts out his book. He proclaims God's word this way: "Return to me, says the Lord of armies, and I will return to you." Remember, a building is only as good as its foundation. Before we build, we need a solid foundation. You know, first things first. First your homework, right? And then free time. Plow the ground, and then put in the seed. Save your money. Buy a car. Exercise, and then eat that pecan pie. Lay the foundation, and then you need to build. Or then you can build. But if we don't, we'll end up building a Tower of Babel, like saying, let us make a name for ourselves. If pride and pretense are the foundation, whatever I build will come crushing down. We see it all the time. A building is only as good as its foundation. And that foundation, that solid foundation, has two parts to it. First, he says, return to me, says the Lord of armies. Return to the work to build a temple. But it will be in vain unless the people return to the Lord first. First things first. Because not every slope is slippery. But to rebuild the temple without returning to the Lord is like the building the Tower of Babel. Disaster is sure to come next. It's just around the corner. Rebuilding has to be rooted in the Lord. The people's fundamental need wasn't to build a great building, but it was a renewed heart. Return. Return is a word that could easily be translated repent. And repent isn't a suggestion to be nicer or just to go ahead and try harder. Return is to go ahead and to take God utterly serious at his word. Repent is a word to take sin utterly serious. Return is a command to confess, to come clean, and to be honest. You know, it's easy to ignore the call to return and to repent. So often we don't pray for it. We don't listen for it. Too often we don't even do it. But we can't build a life of mercy and of faithfulness apart from heeding that call from God to repent. If we don't repent, we end up building a Tower of Babel. He'll be a great testimony to us, but a great insult to our God. Listen to Zechariah. Do not be like your ancestors to whom the former prophets cried out, thus says the Lord of hosts, repent from your evil ways and from your evil deeds. But they did not hear or pay attention to me, declares the Lord. You see, the danger is to be like our fathers and our mothers who in the days of Jeremiah relied on the temple and refused to repent. In Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 4, they say, this is the temple! This is the temple of the Lord! This is the temple of the Lord! The temple indeed needed to be rebuilt, no doubt. But the temple was becoming a teetering Tower of Babel unless it is accompanied by repentance and returning to the Lord. Return and repent. And the flame of faith was relit. A new day was on the horizon. And how did it happen? Through confession. Yes, confession. You know, that word confession, that conjures up different images, doesn't it? Maybe the images of a back room where there's Chinese water torture or CIA waterboarding. They want you to confess what they do not know. In the Bible, confession isn't telling God what he doesn't know. God knows everything already. Confession isn't complaining about your sorry lot in life. confession. Isn't blaming another person and pointing fingers at others. That's what confession is not. Here's what confession is. David says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." The prodigal son says, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son." The tax collector says, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." And here's my confession. For me, it is to fast forward through the confession, say the words with other things on my mind. Is there a candle out? I wondered, did I lock my car? Say, to sound the syllables and not really thinking about what they mean. To complete sentences and then go about other things. When I realize what I'm doing, I am the hypocrite, the two-faced pretender. You see, I've preached sermons about people like me, people who only go through the motions and say the right words, but the heart is galaxies away from God and His Word. So tonight, let's slow down, confess our sin, repent, yes, return. You need some scripture. It's very familiar. Romans 3:23. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. You see, a building is only as good as its foundation. You see, Zechariah's foundation has two parts. Return to me, says the Lord of armies. That's the first part that we talked about. And I will return to you. That's the second part that contains the gospel. How in the world does God return to us? Peter Briel didn't now only paint the Tower of Babel, but he also painted this. It's called Calvary. Do you see Jesus? There's a lot going on in that painting. But do you see Jesus? You see, Jesus is easy to miss. Jesus always is easy to miss. That's why we need Zechariah. Zechariah points us to Jesus. In Zechariah 9:9, Jesus is our King who comes to us, righteous and humble. Zechariah 9:11, the blood of the covenant sets us free. In Zechariah 11:8, the people detest Jesus. In Zechariah 11:12, the people sell Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. In Zechariah 13:7, strike the shepherd, or strike the sheep, so the flock will be scattered. In Zechariah 12:10, they will look upon me, on whom they have pierced. God returns to us with steadfast love, cleansing mercy, and full and complete pardon of all sin. We must see Jesus. And why is that? Because a building is only as good as its foundation. Edward Mote knows. In 1834, he composed a hymn. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. No merit of my own I claim, but wholly on Jesus' name. Here's the foundation to build upon, Jesus' blood and righteousness. All other ground is sinking sand. Amen. You may remain seated as we sing the hymn.